Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, in the pro wrestling circuit here in Nebraska, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Woo!
The guy that has his finger on the pulse, kind of in charge of everything, is Donnie Dodge. Also, the class of 22 in the Nebraska Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame has been announced. Donnie joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Gary, for having me on your country music station in Lincoln. I've always enjoy talking to my fans down there in Lincoln on your country music show.
I appreciate it. I have your email address. I will be forwarding a lot of stuff to you.
Hey, let's talk potato salad.
Hey, so
potato salad.
So Donnie, there was a revelation during the break when we were on the website and looking at the class of 2022. He interacts with our show, and we've talked to him before. Damon just realized he went to high school with Brian Blade.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian went down to Lincoln as well.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, congratulations. He doesn't say much about it, but man, there he is. I'm like, hey, I know that guy.
Brian is Brian, number one, he's a fantastic person.
Yeah, super cool.
And you want to talk about a guy with a work ethic. You're talking about a guy who's not only is a wrestler, but he also runs the MWA, which runs shows in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and in Illinois. And he's got a full-time job.
Mm.
And so, I mean, he's one of the guys that it was my honor to tell him that he was inducted, because every member of the class, every member of the Nebraska Hall of Fame, with the exception of the first class in 18, they're picked by their peers. They're picked by the guys that are in the Hall of Fame.
Mm.
And so this isn't just a who does Donnie want to put into the Hall of Fame. It's these guys are selected by people in the know.
So he is, Brian is one of seven. Give us a little thumbnail on the other six.
Preston Maxwell's been wrestling for almost two decades now. He started with me back in the OWA days in 2000. A gentleman by the name of Maury Swanger started the Omaha Wrestling Association. It was a wrestling school and a promotion, so we ran shows weekly back in 99 and 2000, 2001. And Preston was one of those guys that started clear back in 22 years ago with me. Chris Havius runs PWP, which is Pro Wrestling Phoenix. They run monthly here in Omaha down at the waiting room in Benson. And he is also a promoter, been doing it for about 15, 16 years. PWP has been around for almost 18 now. Now we're getting back into some of the older guys, some of the guys that kind of laid the foundation, a guy by the name of Wayne Munn. Wayne Munn played football for Nebraska, left football early to become a teacher. He graduated college and then became a principal right out of the gate, and then he ended up fighting in the war. He came back, and he was 6'6" and about 270 pounds, and back in the teens, that was a big dude. You didn't see guys that were 6'6" and over 200 pounds ever. Back in 1918, 1919.
The folks in Fairbury had to be like, what is going on?
So he's Wayne was in there. Wayne, actually, he was one of the first guys that they brought in. He wasn't really a good wrestler, but he was so big, he was too good to be true. So they put the belt on him, and then he ran into some guys that really didn't like him just coming in there and not being a good wrestler. So they basically set him up in a match in New York, and they just beat the living crap out of him when he was supposed to win. So it was kind of a screw job thing where they took his belt. And then we're going to go up to Ravenna, Nebraska, and the Nebraska Tiger Man, John Pesek, wrestled around the same time as Wayne Munn, early teens all the way up into the 30s. He only lost six matches his entire 30-year career. He was actually banned from the state of New York for life because he refused to lose a match to a guy, and he put him in the hospital. He almost killed him. So he was a bad, bad man. But he was in the ring, outside of the ring, he was a very nice gentleman, which he used to show up to shows. John Pesek used to show up to shows the day before, and to draw off interest, he would invite people out, and they would he would put five people in a Model A car, and they would drive over his chest with five people in this car, just to kind of bring people out and get some attention to it. The last two guys, Bill Apker. If you've ever read a wrestling magazine, and that's why Bill is in here, is because when you grew up in a small town in Nebraska, your consumption of wrestling was the 30-minute WWF show that you saw on TV, or the old Channel 7 studios, the AWA show, Vern Gagne and Joe Zwieback and guys like that, Baron Von Raschke. Bill Apker wrote for Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And that's when you got these magazines, that's how you opened up your life and found out, hey, there's other people out there that like wrestling as much as me. And so Bill Apker has been, he wrote for Pro Wrestling magazines for 40 years, so much that people don't call them Pro Wrestling magazines, they call them Apker mags, if you're big wrestling fan. So Bill, and lucky enough to become friends with Bill, and he's a sweetheart of a guy from, he's out in the Philadelphia area. And then our last, and actually was our very first guy announced, it would be Millard's own Lance Cade. Lance graduated out of Millard, had a chance to play some college basketball, and turned that down and went down and was trained at the Shawn Michaels Wrestling Academy down in San Antonio, worked over in Japan, ended up in WWE or WWF and wrestled with Trevor Murdoch as a tag team wrestler, and we lost him. Unfortunately, we lost Lance back in 2010 to an accidental drug overdose, but he was an amazing talent and a good person all around. That's just the class of 22.
Mm. Donnie, how much, so I can hear, you know, and you're typically spirited, you're passionate about whatever you're talking about. It just seems different with wrestling, right? Like, you're in your comfort zone, kind of your wheelhouse. You get to tell these guys, hey, listen, HOFer, you kind of feel different too, don't you? Like this level of, it's almost like pride, right?
It completely is. It completely is. And this goes back to my passion of history, my passion of my documentaries, is finding people's stories and making sure that everything that they did, which was noteworthy at the time, is never forgotten. A guy like Wayne Munn, a guy like John Pesek, all these cool things that they did, and the passion that those guys had for the business and for what they were doing, and for it to just be forgotten, to me, is a crime. And so I want to make sure that nobody ever forgets the name Brian Blade. Nobody ever forgets the name Preston Maxwell or Lance Cade.
Hey, you have an event coming up for the Hall of Fame and another cool local show being involved with coming up, what, next month in Lincoln?
Yes, it's July 9th at the Cornhusker Social Hall down in Lincoln, and it's our Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and then as well there is an MWA show. Your buddy Brian Blade will be wrestling that night. The tickets are available. You can get them at our website. It's prowrestling-nebraska.com. There's going to be an induction ceremony where every member of the class of 22 is going to have is going to be represented by somebody from Fairbury. Lance Cade's mom and sister are going to be there to accept on his behalf. We're going to have a video acceptance from Bill Apker, and then the local wrestlers are there. We've also got my baby. It's the traveling display.
Yes.
We have got the world's largest, and I'm going to go with that.
Who's carrying
proves
that
this
thing?
Otherwise, the world's largest traveling pro wrestling Hall of Fame display. We've got one-of-a-kind items. We've got a life-size cast of Baron Von Raschke's The Claw, of his hand. We've got in-ring gear worn by Dave Sullivan. Bill Dannenauer was inducted in 2020.
Great guy.
He's an amazing guy. But we've got some knee pads that were given to him by Hulk Hogan. The robe that was given to him when he was tag teaming with Hulk Hogan and Sting back in '96. We've got back in '96, April 28th of 1996. Mad Dog Vachon was ringside for the WWF pay-per-view, and he had his leg pulled off by Diesel. And Shawn Michaels ended up using that as a weapon in the ring. We have that leg. And for wrestling fans, that's like the holy grail of wrestling fans that were at that event. So we're going to have all of this cool stuff going on. Plus, we've got the MWA show, which we're calling a super show because this is a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. The PWP heavyweight title will actually be defended at the MWA show. This is a cross-promotional thing that doesn't happen but once in a blue moon. So we are super excited to have all of these Hall of Famers in the building. Dave Sullivan's going to be at the show. Tickets are available. They're really cheap. We would love to pack this place and show these wrestlers and show these people and show the families that are going to be there that what these guys did, whether it was 10 years ago or 110 years ago, what they did mattered, and we still remember.
Great stuff, Donnie. People can go to the website, prowrestling-nebraska.com, to get tickets to the show coming up on the 9th of July in Lincoln, but also can see all of the great stuff is up there and previous Hall of Fame classes. Great stuff.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, Donnie.
Donnie Dodge, again, prowrestling-nebraska.com. Two in the books. Dirk Chatelain will join us in the next hour. Sean McDonough is an hour away. Plus,
yes!
Brandon Vogel. Sean McDonough, could he be the voice of the SEC Game of the Week at 2:30?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.